it's something that was mentioned to me, not necessarily talked about in India, no, but I think verified in India, I think it was important for the owners to probably get a feel of my personality, I think, and but it was something that had already been mentioned. As I've always said, what I found coming to Blackburn Rovers is a fantastic infrastructure and a club worthy of the Premier League, really. But I just feel as if I can help this football club and the support base to enjoy its football again, to get back to winning ways and to turn it around and put it in the right direction, then, you know, that'll be great, and I'll enjoy trying to do that. And I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to try and put a team on the pitch to get winning again and see if we can turn it around. And you need to do that, I think, in more than a year. If, you know, you put foundations down, I need to be able to put an identity of how I like to have my football clubs and do what I like to do. And let's see if we can be successful. And so I'm happy to get on with the job and try and put my stamp on it and try and make it successful.
Despite you not getting the final outcome that you wanted at the end of last season in terms of staying in the Championship, Tony, just how impressed and encouraged were you that the support base from day one, and regardless of the relegation, have been right by your side?
Well, I think that's a big factor for me, that listen, football's about the people, I'd have to say. It always has been since I was a little boy, really, going to Weston Park, as it was in the days, to just that walking up them back steps and seeing the green pitch and, you know, an oasis, and footballers like gladiators trying to win games. I think it's about the people, really, who come in. We have to try and entertain, and we have to try and win football matches for them. It's an important part of their life, particularly the area that I grew up in, and the northwest in the Blackburn area. It's an industrial, it's a working class area with people who work hard for their money, and at the weekend they go and watch the football. And we need to try and entertain and win and be successful and make them enjoy the part of the weekend. And my job ultimately is to try and put a team on the pitch that they like to watch and can be successful and can fight when we have to fight, but can play entertaining football when we can be dominant, and try next year to try and find ways to win football matches, you know, always, because it's a long season. As I said, it's going to be in the middle of winter, away from home on an unprepared pitch. It's very difficult in League One, and as opposed to in August and September, on nice pitches, hopefully we can play some nice football and score some goals and win games that way as well.
Just how important are these couple of weeks to work in terms of getting more bodies into the place that can be with you from day one of pre-season?
Yeah, I think in an ideal world, it's what we'd like to do. We're working very hard behind the scenes. I know I've been away with my family, but a lot of work's been going on behind the scenes, and I've been taking a lot of calls as well whilst I've been away, and it's just good to be back now, back in the office, back working, back watching players, talking to agents, meeting with a few players, trying to see whether the chemistry's right. Just trying to put, as I talk about a jigsaw puzzle, trying to put the jigsaw together, really. I do feel we're sitting at the moment, we're needing more goals, putting in a more team next. I think Danny's been in a few days this week, training really hard, and I talked to him at the end of the season about getting his fitness levels to a degree where he can enjoy his football and hopefully score lots of goals for us next season. And, you know, he's taken on board. I've seen him training a few days this week with a fitness coach. And so hopefully they all buy into it. The scenario of not really wanting to play in League One, you know, as I say to one or two of them, you know, I don't really want to manage in League One. Yeah, here we are. We've all been part of that process. We have a responsibility to get this club back out of the league, and we have to work really hard and try and make that happen. And my job is to try and add some quality to the existing quality that we've got. I think in those 15 games, we saw that the players can compete in the Championship. They can be at the top end of the table. And the first job is to give ourselves an opportunity to show that, and we have to do that by getting out of this league first.
Did you feel that Graham found completing 90 minutes a tough task towards the end of last season, Tony?
I think from the day I walked in, he was carrying some injuries, really. He had some groin problems. It was always a bit tight in that area, and he was feeling that. And then when he did get on, he came off after 5 minutes. If you remember, he took a knee in the hip, and it was a bit of a toil for him, really. You know, I just talked at the end of the season, because I'm fully respectful of what he's achieved in his career and the goals he can score. And all I want is him fit, athletic, enjoying his football, playing in a team that creates chances that he can hopefully tuck away. And I want him to enjoy his football. When you get into your 30s, I think it's important that you stay lean and fit. And that's what I've talked to him about, really. In his time off, it's important. He's got a young family. He's a family man. It's important for him to spend time with his family away from the season. But I also believe that it's about getting super fit, feeling good. The fitness shouldn't be an issue. Scoring goals, having a team that can put the ball in the areas where he's exceptionally good at, and giving him the ball in the box to do what he does and bang it in the net. So he's going to be a huge player for us. And you know, if he's enjoying his football by staying fit and keeping fit, then that will be all the better for everybody.
Charlie Mulgrew, he has been asked about his future this week, Tony, by people who do the same job that I do. And he said that he doesn't know what his future is at this moment in time because he's too busy concentrating on the international stage. Yeah. Can you understand that? Is that a fair comment?
Charlie's a sensible lad. I really like Charlie Mulgrew's personality and I really like his talent. In the period I was at the football club, we did exceptionally well. And I'm pretty sure the period before I came to the football club, we did well. I know he scored some huge goals in victories against the champions of the division as well. So he's a player that I'm very, very keen to keep. He knows my thoughts on it. You know, I'm aware of his concerns, but at the same time, he's got 2 years left of his deal. I think that, as I've said to the owners and I've said to all the players, the best way for us to get back out of this league is to keep our very best players. Ask them to get their heads down and work really hard on the grass and perform. And let's enjoy winning football matches again, you know, for the supporters and for yourselves. Let's show how strong we can be in this division. But to do that, you need to keep your best players like Charlie Mulgrew, like Danny Graham. We need to show strength if we can. Every player is for sale. You know, I need to say that. Every player, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo is for sale. Lionel Messi is for sale. You know, if you've got £350 million, you can go and buy out Lionel Messi's contract. You know, it's... But the strong message to the players that I've spoken to, all of the players, is that we want to keep the players. They've shown me that they can compete in the Championship by their results in the last 15 games. What they need to do is grind out victories and win spectacularly at times, win games in League One to help us get back to the Championship, where I know that already that they're good enough to compete in that league. So they have to buy into that. It's, you know, it's always a bit difficult, I think, when you've got players who... a little bit uncomfortable in the environment, whether it be for... So for Charlie's, it might be an international future, you know, in League One. It's not necessarily great for him, but I do feel he's got a responsibility to the football club to help us get back out of this league. And them's my thoughts at this moment, and hopefully that we can stay strong as a club on that and we start the season with our top players.
You spoke before you went away that you were looking to change the setup of the backroom staff, and you've brought Mark Venus back, and you've spoken in glowing terms about him. Was it a tough decision that David Dunn would return to the under-23s, or did it just make a great deal of sense that David had already been in that role already?
It was a hugely difficult decision. I enjoyed the personalities of David Dunn and David Lowe in the times, and Ben, the young lad at the goalkeeping coach as well. I enjoyed the camaraderie, I enjoyed their work ethic, I enjoyed seeing them trying to put into practice what I was asking them to do as coaches and how they interacted with the players. To have a conversation knowing that I was wanting a confidant, probably, you know, somebody, an ally that I'd worked with so many years alongside me, was something that I felt if I was going to build this club. Because Mark has different qualities to me. I'd like to think I can inspire and motivate and drive, but also have tactical plans and game plans and deliver them to the players. Mark's got different qualities to me as a football man. He's, you know, he's very good at putting things together, at using budgets, at organising, not the systems of play, but the structure of the club, really, I think, of where we should utilise this and put that over there. Maybe if we're going to sell that, let's use that to do this. And you know, he's got a very, very good analytical brain, and I use that a lot, and I need that, and that's why he's here to help me build or rebuild, you know, from the low point we're at the moment, to rebuild back to where we want to be. David Dunn's situation is, you know, we're League One at the end of the day. We can't carry four coaches as such working with the players. And I think the chemistry of me, Mark and David Lowe just fitted better, really, with the qualities that we've got and the strengths that we both bring as coaches. I think the balance of the coaching staff on days where I want somebody to just get out and do the session because I'm either trying to do a transfer or I'm doing the media or I've got some business I need to deal with. A natural coach, I think, was what would complement the qualities of the two of myself and Mark, I think. With respect to David Dunn, David Lowe is a lot more experienced and been doing it a lot longer than done he hasn't. And so I just thought the balance and the chemistry of the three of us would work better.
Are you now resigned to losing Conor Mahoney?
I think so, yes. My brain's working without him. I've removed his magnetic magnet off my board, to be honest. I've talked about it. Listen, I've talked enough about it, I think. I'm sure his agents and his family are sick of my comments on it. I just thought the boy should have stayed at his hometown club and developed his career here and played football, played 100 games. And if we didn't progress fast enough, then his talent would have moved him on to a bigger and better opportunity for him. But I feel as if he's taking that at the wrong time. I'll be interested to see how much football he plays anyway in the Championship this year. And let's hope for Conor. He plays a lot of football and he becomes a star and gets sold to the Premier League or helps Forest get to the Premier League if that's where he's going to go. That's what I hear the rumours might be. But let's wait and see. Let's wait and see. It's just frustrating for the supporters of the club. I understand that. And it's in my tenure and it's disappointing for me that we've lost a young, talented footballer that we hope would have helped us this year to get out of this division. But I don't think it's going to be, no.